Elaim, if you want to tell me Kriktoni, like he said clearly, he said Hashona. Hamaker Nisaner, the Kranim Yain, Shani Toyin Hashona, which is Mashma this year, for the Gemara Lomali Lameimar. What's the Chiddush then? L'Chur Pshita. The person says, I can't drink wine this year, and this year comes out to be 13 months, so Pshita Ritzosa the extra month. Like you said, Hashona. It's like saying Hayoin. So the answer like this. Also, boy, bol be ubi bura. Nearly the Ravusa, the Mississippi bura, even also the 13th month. Lenoide metchilas hashana. Even if you started out mamish at the beginning of the year, itzras, that's the chiddush here. Because I would have thought to say that when 12 months goes by, that's called a year. Kamash mala no. The Mississippi b'sholash asar 13 months. Di benoide b'resh chedesh shvat. Pshita the Hashona ad Rosh Hashanah Mashma. Like if we started with a Shvat, so Pshita then, that the year ends at Rosh Hashanah. It's only like a few months away. So Mela, our Chiddush here is, if you start at the beginning of the year at Rosh Hashanah, and this year is an extra month, so then the Chiddush is that you even mean the extra month also. Alright, I know. So now what's the case talking about? Elaim the Kediktoni, like you said, I'm making this a neder, not to drink wine this year. Lomali lameima, what do you have to tell me? Elalav diyom hashona, not that he said hashona this year, but stam he said shona a year. So Alma, what do you see? That shona kehashona domi. So when you just said the word shona, it's like saying this year kehashona domi, like this year. Melav diyom nami kehayom dinei. And if you say the word yoim, yoim also means kahayoim. Doesn't mean like yoim echod, but it means like today. You're making this neder not to drink wine today. So if you just say the word yoim, it'll only be mutter until, it'll only be asr until nighttime. But when it becomes nighttime, it's not called yoim anymore, then it'll be mutter. So you see the word yoim, or the word shona, is like saying hashona. So the Ran says, Ushma mina, shona kahashona. Di dinai kishon achas, because if it means like 1 year, le misisabi ibura, then for sure you would not be yosa with the last month, the 13th month. Ele mishnei mosa chodesh kurei shonim. If you start making this and neder, you want to be yosa to drink wine for a year. If you say for, you don't say this year. You just say for a year for sure only means 12 months. So then you'd be mutter on the 13th month. The only reason why it's us here the 13th month, if you say Shona, because Shona is like Hashona. It's like you're saying you can't drink wine this year. Now, since this year is an Ibra Yor, so therefore it's also for 13th month. So you see the word Yoim, and Shona is like saying Hayoim, like saying Hashona. Tamara says, like, maybe no, maybe there's no proof over here. I tell you, Liyoim, Diyomer Hashona. Maybe here he didn't just say the word Shona, but he said Hashona. I want to be also to drink wine this year, Hashona. So the question was, like, Pshita, what are you telling me then? If you say this year, Pshita, this year has 13 months, Pshita, you can't drink wine all 13th months. So Mar says, no. Omar, at the time, I would have thought not like this. I would have thought, Holach Acha Reiv Hashonim, go after the majority of years. V'layis Bo'ibur, and most of the years are only 12 months, not the extra 13th months. So I would have thought, say, even though you say I can't drink wine this year, maybe even that also, when you say the word year, you only mean 12 months. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush. That even though you said you can't drink wine this year, and you're talking about again, you're at the beginning of the year, it's right after Rosh Hashanah, and you're making this a neder that I can't drink wine this year. So I would have thought to say, even though this year has an extra month, there's two others, but so what? When you said at the beginning, this year, you only meant 12 months. That's the Chiddush that no. Since Lamaisa, you said this year, and this year does have 13 months, therefore we say you know it's flying, and you meant Asar all 13 months. So Ran says, comes out, we don't know what the word Yoy means. So Ran says, Linyan Alocha, Kivan de Boy Layishato, we don't have a clear psak. Nakin Lechumra, we have to go Lechumra. That the Yoyim, the Yosem Leis Leis. If somebody says he makes a neder, he can't drink wine, Yoyim. Just says the word Yoyim. What does that mean? We have to go to Chum as if we said, Yein Echad, I can't drink wine for a day. A day means 24 hours. So you have to go to Chumron, so he's not allowed to drink wine now for 24 hours. So the more we boil you, we have a question like this. What's going to be, Omar Yayin, Sheni Tayim Yayvel? He makes a nether like he can't drink wine for a Yayvel. Sheni Tayim Yayvel, can't drink wine till the end of Yayvel. So Ram says, Mao, Lav Dikoma Kahadein Lishn, not that he said this Lashin. To akivu la yishite boyin liel ki yama yoivul ki yoivul echadinei. Should be like he said, yoivul echad, like mamish 50 years. So shayach lemi boyi ish nas chamishim lefne chamishim akhleach chamishim. Then there can't be any suffix. A gift person says, I'm making an osir, I'm making an isir not to drink wine for a yoivul. A yoivul for sure means 50 years. So that can't be the question here. Elohocha boimer yoivul zeaskinim. He's saying this yovel, a person in the middle of the yovel, in the middle of the 50 years, and only one shemitah went by so far, and he says now I want to be yosa not to drink wine this yovel. For the dark felishne wasn't the most namadaykness loshin. B'shemdika boy lesi elish nas chamishim klofnei chamishim shein aklal lechesh ben yovel abo shein oisim shemitah ad chamishim v'sheva. Hilkach noida de koi v'yemtsa yoyov yama yoyvul zeh misa sabo. Now the Kabbalah Shaila is, what is the 50th year? Is it part of the yoyvul? Oy kliyacha chamishim. Soysa shon oylo lechesh ben shmita shliyacha chamishim. V'noida mutabo shen shnas chamishim mechlal yoyva shover. That's really our suffix here. If somebody says that I'm also to drink wine this yoyvul, what the 50th year, what's the lacha? This Yovel, does it end after seven Shemitahs? The 49th year after the Shemitah, the seventh Shemitah, that's the end of this Yovel. And the 50th year is like the beginning of the next Yovel, the next Shemitah, or else no. The 50th year was part of this past Yovel, and you're also to drink wine on the 50th year. That's the Shalom the Gemara. Again, Iboilihu. Omari says, Yayin Shenitoyim Yovel Zed should be. As if he said, this Yovel. My Shnasa Chamishim, Kilifnea Chamishim, is the 50th year, like before the 50th year, that it's also, just like this past 40, how many every years you have, till the end of the 7th Shemitah, it's also, the 50th year is also also. Or Kiliacha Chamishim, we also know, the 50th year is like the beginning of the next Yovel already, and therefore it's Mutta. So that's the Shaila. So Moses says, Toshana, come and bring your proof, it's a Machoyke Tanoim. The Tanya Plukta, the Rav Yudav Rabbonin. We learn the machloikis from Yehud and the Rabbonin. But the Pasuk says, V'kidashte meshnasa chamishim shona. You should make the 50th year, after you have 7 shmitas, after you have 49 years, the 50th year, you should make Kodesh. V'kidashte meshnasa chamishim shona. The minshnasa chamishim, the 50th year, at moina, you count. V'at moina shnas chamishim v'yachas. You don't count the 51st year. Mikan Omer, from here we hear that Yovel Eino Oilo Leminion Shavua. That Yovel does not go into the minion of Shemitah. Because Yovel is the 50th, the end of last year. When you want to start counting the next Shemitah, you have to count the 51st year. That's the first year to go. We have Yudu Aymano, Yovel Oilo Leminion Shavua. That Yovel is included in the minion of the next Shemitah. That Yovel has to do it the next year. So Amulel Rav Yehuda, the Sefer Rav Yehuda, Harei Yehuaim, and the Pasuk says, Shei Shonim Tizra Sadecha, the Pasuk says that you have a lot of plants for 60 years, and then you have a Shemitah. V'yem Kan El Chomish, if you're going to tell me the 50th year of Yovel is considered the first year of the next Shemitah, so it comes out the 50th year is really the first year for the next Shemitah. So the next 7 years, how many of those years can you plow? Only 5 of them. Because the first year, the 50th year, which is the first year, it's also Yovel, you can't plant. So the 51st year, that's called too. So you only have 2 to 7, you only have 5 years. And the Torah says none of that. The Torah says clearly, Sheishonim Tizra Sodechom. You have to be able to plant for 6 years. So how could you say, after you have 7 Shemitahs, after 49 years, that's 50th year. Even though in the 50th year, true, it's also to plant, but it's considered the beginning of the next Shemitah. How could that be? V'yenkan el chomish. So Amulem, he said back to him, the Devrechem, according to you, that you're medayik, that this postuk of Shei Shonim means every single year. In other words, the Terence, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is most years it's that way. But true, when it becomes the year of Yovel, that Shemitah, you only have 5 years. That's what the postuk says, Shei Shonim means the majority of the time, most of the time. But if you want to say not like that, that the postuk has to mean every single year, so he has back to the Momolahim, the Devrechem, according to you, Harayuim, and the postuk says, the Yossi says that Tfuwa l'sholosh Hashonim, that you should know you're going to have to have enough Tfuwa for 3 years. Frekta Kasha, that's mashma every single time for 3 years. In other words, grows on the 6th year, has to be enough for the 6th year, for the 7th year, and for the 8th year. Because it takes time till you plant on the 8th year till it starts growing from that crop. So you have to have enough food from the 6th year to last year for 3 years. That's what the Torah says. If you tell me now that this applies to every single year, it's not true. Harekanabo, in the case when you have Yovel, it has to last you for 4 years. It's the 6th year, it's the 7th year, then you have Yovel, then you have to wait for the year after Yovel that you can first start planting. So for 4 years you have to last. Sakam Torah only says 3 years. Elo, what do you have to say? Ikul yukma v'shashnei shrua. It means most of the years. Most of the Shemitahs, not by Yovel, you only need the Tfuah to last for 3 years. Is a Mizrahi Dilin Ami, by me also the Pshat is, Eimo Liukma B'Shah Shnei Shvua. That's what the Torah says, Shei Shonim Tizra Sadecha, 6 years means most of the time. True, most of the time you're able to plant for 6 years. But Enoch Namni, the year of Yovel, that Yud holds Yovel is considered the beginning of the next Shemitah, so that first year, the 50th year, you can't plant. So that one Shemitah, you only have 5 years to plant. If the 50th year Yovel is considered the beginning of the next Shemitah, therefore you make this a neder, you can't drink wine this Yovel, you only mean until the 50th year, but the 50th year is mutter. But if you don't know, the 50th year is considered the end of the first cycle, and the next Shemitah first starts after Yovel, then Taka Yovel is included in the past years, and if you make an incident and not to drink wine this Yovel, even the 50th year would also be also for you to drink. So it's told in this Machlokes from Yehuda and Rabbanan. All right, we'll stop here. You're the Samach Aleph holding. You're holding that Samach Aleph from the Aleph on the bottom. Okay, the Mishnah says, Ad ha-Pesach Osa. If somebody says that he makes an Issa Neder not to drink wine until Pesach, Ad ha-Pesach, says only Osa until Pesach. Mashenka, if he said a Loshin, Ad she yehei, then we say Osa Ad she yehei. What about if he says Ad Pnei ha-Pesach? So that was the Machlokes in the Mishnah. That Rabbi Meir said, Oimer Osir. Somebody says, Ad Pnei HaPesach, it's Osir Ad Shigia. It's only Osir until Pesach comes. But once Pesach comes, you mutter. Rabbi Yossi said in the Mishnah, Osir Ad Shiyetzei. You're also to drink wine until the end of Pesach. So if you say a lotion of Ad Pnei HaPesach, until the face of Pesach, really it's a doubt. What do you mean to say? The face could be the first day of Pesach, or the face could be to the last day of Pesach. So the Machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yosi, what do you mean to say? So the Gemara says, Lameimer, you want to tell me, the Rabbi Meir Savar, Loi Mayel Inish, Nafshel Esveika. A person does not put himself into a doubt. In other words, when you say the Lashon about Tenei HaPesach, Tenei is a doubt, do you mean the face, the beginning of Pesach? Or Tenei could mean like the last day of Pesach. So it's a doubt what it means, so a person doesn't put himself into the suffix. Therefore, Rameyah says for sure what he meant to say is only until the beginning of Pesach.